Along with Eric Hansen, the Fighting Irish Football Insider for the South Bend Tribune. I'm WSBT Radio Sports Director Darren Pritchett. We're live at Four Winds Field in downtown South Bend. 7:05 first pitch, South Bend and Fort Wayne tonight. Game two of a three-game series. A dramatic win last night by South Bend. They won in 11 innings, 8-7 after trailing by 2 in the 10th and 1 in the 11th. They rallied to win. And the winning pitcher joins us right now. He's also number 2 in the Midwest League in saves with 9. Brian Glowicki from the University of Minnesota joins us. And Brian was a 10th round pick of the Chicago Cubs last summer at this time out of Minneapolis, St. Paul, University of Minnesota. Good to be with you. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me.
Well, take us back to 1 year ago. Your name has not been called yet. Did you have an idea where you might be taken? And just tell us what it's like when you hear your name called or you find out your name has been called.
Yeah, that whole day was surreal. I kind of had a feeling that I would go in the later rounds of day two, so rounds 6 through 10 was where I was kind of aiming for, or hoping for, I should say.
Right.
And got a couple calls from teams early on, like 4th or 5th round, just saying, hey, like, are you available for, rounds 8 through 10 for X amount of dollars? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. That sounds great. And those rounds came and went, and I was like, man, like, still nothing, huh? And the Cubs called me. There's their second or third phone call of the day to me. Called me early 10th round. He's like, hey, like, we got the last pick of the round. We're hoping to get you. Like, the scout that I was talking to, Shane Farrell, Luke Farrell's brother, actually.
Oh, okay.
Talking to him, and he was like, hey, like, I'm trying to get you. Like, this is our pick. I really want you here. I'm like, perfect. I'm waiting and waiting. I kept updating Twitter on my phone the whole day, and the picks would go by, 1 a minute or so. And then that last pick of the day, right after, I think, the Rangers, goes by 1 minute ago, 2 minutes ago, 3 minutes ago, and then he finally calls me.
Oh.
He's like, hey, how are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, can you tell me how I'm supposed to be doing? And right when I asked him that, my mom starts jumping up and down, crying, all excited. And that was when the Twitter update. And he was like, yeah, man, like, we're taking you with our last pick in the 10th round. Congratulations. And after that, it was just a wave of emotions, a lot of phone calls, texts, everybody, people from home congratulating me. That was just an amazing day.
And that was the last pick of the day, wasn't it? The 10th round. Wow, yep. How about that?
Wow. Now, if I looked at your college stats, right, you had one start in your college career.
Yep, freshman year, I believe. Yeah.
So were you a reliever when you were playing ball in Downers Grove, too?
In high school, I was a starter.
Okay.
I was, believe it or not, it was me and Zach Birdie. He's a first-rounder with the White Sox a couple years ago. We were our starters. It was once I got to college, John Anderson, the head coach at Minnesota, wanted me. He's like, I really like your presence late in games. Like, you were going to use you late in the bullpen. In summer ball, I started closing a lot. And then senior year, I was Minnesota's closer, and kind of the rest is history.
Okay, everybody talks about the closer's mentality. What defines it for you that makes you better in the ninth than other guys that might have similar stuff?
I mean, I'd like to say you're the biggest competitor on the field, but I know everybody that's playing the game, they want to win, they want to perform their best. So, like, that's not really fair to say that I'm the best competitor. I just think that it's, about remaining calm. A lot of those games are one-run ball games, or like last night it's a tie game, and you got to go out there and you really can't make any mistakes. So it's just about not letting the game get ahead of you, remaining calm, and just kind of taking it one pitch at a time. Whereas like a starter, if you walk a guy or you give up a double, it's like, okay, well, I can battle. If he scores, it's just one run. I got five other innings to work with.
Right.
It's just kind of just executing each pitch and just taking it as it comes, not letting your emotions get to you.
So, Brian, is the 27th out different? Is it more difficult than the other 26?
I don't think it's fair to say that either. I mean, they're all difficult to get, especially as you move up levels. The hitters in this league are very good, so I think any out you can get right now is pretty important.
Now, Brian Glowicki is our guest, South Bend Cubs closer out of the University of Minnesota. The Gophers are in the Super Regional. We'll talk about that in a moment. But I've been through a 19-inning South Bend Cub game last year. It took 2 days to complete it. And you know what? That's not good for everybody because it does bring a lot of pitchers into play that maybe have to throw more than you want. Sometimes you got to use position players. So I don't think 15, 16, 17-inning games are good for the minors just from an injury standpoint. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we went to these new rules and extra innings. And if you have not been to a South Bend Cubs game yet or listened on the radio, once we get to the 10th inning, they put a runner on second base. It's the last batter who made an out goes to second base. And then there's nobody out, and the inning starts from there. Both teams get the same luxury, and you keep doing this until finally someone wins, and that's what happened last night. And before I get Brian's thoughts on this, Eric, here's what happened. It's like Groundhog's Day. It's like Bill Murray and Andy McDowell, Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
You put a runner at second base, the corner infielders come in, sacrifice bunt, runner goes to third, infield comes in. I mean, it's the same thing over and over. And every once in a while it won't happen. Last night we had Michael Cruz, who has 7 home runs. He came up with nobody out in extra innings, and he actually swung away. But it's just like the same thing. Now, Brian has been on the mound for 4 of our 5 extra inning games. So he can offer really good insight more than anybody else about these new extra inning rules. I mean, again, I like the idea of shortening the games, but this just doesn't feel like baseball to me. So as a pitcher, yeah. I'd love to know your thoughts. And you won't get in trouble, I promise.
I appreciate that. As far as it goes as like speeding up these games, I really don't agree with it. Now, you know, from the any games that have happened so far this year that, you know, only go 10 innings, that's great. But at the same time, you know, both teams have equal opportunity to score. It's not, I don't want to say better team. I feel like that's wrong to put it like that. But
I agree.
It is easier to score for both teams. And I also think it kind of favors the home team a little bit. You know, it's, there's a runner on second base, and if, you know, an error is made in the field early or like a base running mistake by the away team, then, you know, you're two pitches away or even one pitch away on a bloop single from losing the game or winning the game. So I think from just growing up and being a big baseball fan my whole life, I really don't like it because I just think it takes away from the game. You know, there's, like you said, it's less strategy and just – okay, can you get the bunt down, and then can you either get a ground ball or get a little broken bat single?
And it's all about pitch counts nowadays, but for me, it's high leverage pitches thrown. Mm-hmm. And when you're on an extra innings, every pitch is now high leverage. So yeah. There's really no chance to take a break on the mound. I mean, you're pitching important pitches every time, and I just think that's just more stress on the pitcher than meat be. So
yeah.
It's very strange. I feel like you have to score 2 runs as a visitor to have a chance to win. If you score 1, yep. It feels like they're going to lap you. So,
yeah, like,
it's weird.
Just going off of that, like, the away team scores 1, it's just as easy for the home team to score 1. So, like you said, like,
yep.
Away team needs to score 2 almost. Because then, you know, the away pitcher that goes out there for the bottom of the inning, there's a lot less stress on him. Because if that 1 run does score, well, then there's just a run scored and probably a runner on first base with 1 out, and you're a ground ball away from ending the game.
Okay, so how does the ERA work? Does that get charged to you if the person on second scores?
I get charged with a loss or a win, depending on how the game goes, but that run is unearned.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so last year you played at Minnesota, mm-hmm. and then went to Eugene, right, for short season?
Yep.
So what's that experience like? You get this college season, and you hit the finish line, and then you're yeah. playing more baseball. And I realize you probably play summer baseball, too, but, mm-hmm. I mean, this is much more competitive,
yeah.
you know, and higher stakes.
Different lifestyle, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of us last year when we got sent to Eugene, we were all kind of talking. It's like, we're in pro ball, and we understand that, but it did kind of have, because we're in the college atmosphere, being in Eugene where the Oregon Ducks are,
yeah.
It did kind of have a summer ball yeah. feel to it, but the competition was way different than anything I've ever faced in any kind of collegiate summer ball league. But then, like you said, like with the college season going to the finish line, it was a lot of ups and downs that year with emotions, and it was just kind of mentally exhausting more than it was physically. You have that you know, adrenaline rush of, you know, playing in the Big Ten tournament or your conference mm-hmm. tournament, and then the another rush of maybe making a regional or getting drafted, and then more rush of going to Arizona and like finally being a part of a professional team, and then getting there, and then it's just like, man, like another 50 games, another 60 game season. It's just, it's draining. Like physically, you know, I think a lot of people held up okay, but mentally it was exhausting.
Your ERA, if I looked at the stats right, is way better this year than it was at Eugene. I don't know if you had a couple bad outings. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't terrible, but I mean, you've really improved. What has changed about your game? How has it evolved that's lowered that ERA a lot at a higher level this year?
Yeah, just kind of like what I was just saying. I think mentally I am more prepared, more focused, and physically I feel really good. So just kind of both of those things on top of each other, you know, coming in strong off the off season and kind of getting into the groove of things in spring training, tweaking a little bit of my mechanics, and then just, you know, coming here ready to play. I'm not worried about, you know, like any kind of expectations that coordinators or directors, anything, coaches might have. I just want to play the game, and my mentality has just been, let's just enjoy the moment. Nobody really knows how far your baseball career is going to go. So I'm just trying to live in the moment and enjoy every day.
And you're used to crummy weather growing up in Illinois and playing college ball when you're 10.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's... It was kind of nice, though, the past couple of years where you're playing indoors in U.S. Bank. So.
Oh, okay. That's right.
We've been fortunate enough to get out of the cold.
Brian Glowicki is our guest, South Bend closer from the University of Minnesota. We had Eric Ullman on the program yesterday, and he mentioned that the South Bend Cubs, I should say the Chicago Cubs organization, the pitching coordinators, change where he sets up on the rubber. They're having him use his fastball more against lefties. The analytics were showing that that four-seamer was going to be very effective against lefties. Analytically, have you picked up anything since that's been brought in front of you by the Chicago Cubs? Do you look at the analytics that much?
Yeah, we actually, B-Law, Brian Lawrence, our pitching coach, gave us our like player development plans like about a couple weeks ago maybe. And I was reading mine, and it said last year my whiff rate on fastballs up in the zone last year was right around like 48%. So, like, which to me that seems crazy high considering I don't really have, you know, I'm not a 95-plus guy. I'm more of a control pitcher. So when I saw that, I was like, man, like, if I can get ahead with, you know, just locating pitches, whether it's off-speed or locating fastballs, and I can beat guys with a 90-mile-an-hour fastball up in the zone, like, that's great. So that was one of the things I definitely have been thinking about when I'm out on the mound, and then definitely using my changeup more. That's always kind of been my best pitch. And I always tend to get away from that, even though my changeup is probably better than my breaking ball. But yeah, it's just B-Law has definitely influenced that as well. He constantly reminds me. And now I joke with him that I'm the next Trevor Hoffman. I don't know if he agrees with that or not, but it's fun to kid about it. Just like anytime I do have an outing where I utilize my changeup more than my slider, if I even use my slider that day. Because I'm just predominantly using changeup. It's fun to kid about it and joke about it, but yeah, those analytics are definitely interesting to read about.
Last one for me, I'm curious, you know, as you move up, there are some relievers like Andrew Miller, Jordan Hicks with St. Louis that'll pitch more than one inning. If you were asked to do that, do you feel like that is something that's kind of in your wheelhouse, or are you more comfortable one inning guy being a closer?
Honestly, if it's an opportunity, I'm going to be comfortable doing it. Our pitching coach in college, Todd Oaks, he always had the mentality that every pitcher is a closing pitcher. Your job is to go out there and get out of the inning with as few pitches as possible. So if I'm asked to go into the game in the sixth inning and go 6-7, then I'm going to go out there and try and close down those two innings. I'm not really concerned about where I'm at in the game. I just want to go in and get a job done and either hand the ball off to the next guy or win the game if I'm going out in the ninth inning.
See, I've heard stories back in the day when Lee Smith was closing for the Chicago Cubs. He would take a nap in the clubhouse. He'd wake up like the seventh inning, start stretching, and make his way out to the bullpen. I assume you don't have that luxury.
No, I always try and ask B-Law what kind of leeway I have, and I definitely haven't earned any of those privileges just yet.
All right, let's talk about the Gophers because, well, I call Notre Dame hockey, so Minnesota's kind of a hockey school, but you know what? Baseball's got some pretty good history, and you guys got a couple of Hall of Famers that played at Minnesota.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've been following them around all year, and I just couldn't be more proud of those guys. And if I'm honest here, I really did not expect these guys to do this well, but I love the way the seniors have kind of taken that leadership role, and the freshmen have come in, and they've performed tremendously. So hats off to those guys. They're having a phenomenal year, and I hope they continue it in the Super Regional.
And Brian's Gophers are traveling to Corvallis to take on Christian Donahue's Oregon State Beavers. So there is no wagering, of course, in professional baseball. That's a big no-no. But I would assume there'll be heavy interest amongst you two watching that series.
Yeah. In the dugout, you know, we'll be talking, and then all of a sudden one of us will look at each other and be like, wait, I don't like you right now. We'll give each other a playful shove, or, you know, we'll just remind each other, like, hey, you like, Ghosts are going to be going home on Sunday, or, you know, we're going to come into Corvallis and show them whose home that is. So it's fun. Me and Donahue have some friendly banter, and, you know, everything's all friendly. It's not like we don't hate each other. It's not that serious, but yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And Mr. Hanson, the last time the Gophers went to the College World Series, 1977, do you know who was on their infield? He's a manager in Major League Baseball today. Minnesota Twins manager.
I don't know who
Paul Molitor.
Paul Molitor, okay.
And, of course, Dave Winfield played at Minnesota as well. So there's
a pretty
good. He
played basketball, too.
Mm-hmm. He could do everything. Yeah. He's one of those guys that could have played everything. So, well, finally, what's your experience been like playing in front of these South Bend fans? I know as the summer goes on, the crowds are going to get bigger, but you've seen some 7,000 fan crowds already this year.
It's great. For me, it's weird because, you know, when I'm in the bullpen or in the dugout, I'm like, man, this atmosphere is very live. Like, these fans are into the game. I love the energy. And then you get onto the mound, and I don't know if it's just me or what, but everything goes black. And it's just I don't really hear anything. All that I'm really focused on is me and the catcher. But, you know, I've had a lot of fun this year. The team's great. Interaction with the coaches, they're awesome. I just really not a bad word to say about this place. It's
awesome.
Been a lot of fun, and enjoy being here.
And hopefully you're not here much longer. You get that call up to the next level. That's why we're here. There's no doubt about that. But we've enjoyed having you here on the program, enjoyed watching you pitch this year. You won't see Brian pitch tonight if you're coming to South Bend, because you'll probably get at least a day off before you throw again. But thank you so much for the time, and good luck to the Gophers this weekend.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Brian Glowicki, closer for the South Bend Cubs, joining us.